Life Audio.
Many people have access to God's Word, but they never open it and never get around to reading the treasures it contains. Well, today we have the opportunity to take full advantage of our access to the Bible by reading it together and praying through the teaching we find in it. I'm excited to dig in, just as I am every day, but before we do, let's pause for a very quick message from our sponsors, and then we'll read God's Word together.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-497-4410. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-497-4410. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-497-4410.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
You're listening to Daily Devotions with Pastor John. I'm John Stonge, and today's devotion is inspired by 1 Chronicles chapter 29, verse 11, which says, "Yours, O Lord, is the greatness and the power and the glory and the victory and the majesty, for all that is in the heavens and in the earth is yours. Yours is the kingdom, O Lord, and you are exalted as head above all." The chief aim of our lives is to glorify God. While it's easy to lose sight of that or become distracted with all kinds of other pursuits, giving glory to God is what He has designed us to do. When we give Him glory, we rob the idols in our lives of the power they crave. When we give Him praise, we're testifying to the fact that we understand that we are not the center of our own universe. Glorifying God involves an acknowledgement of His great power as well. We were powerless to do anything to change our eternal fate. Yet Jesus Christ came to this earth to rob sin, Satan, and death of the power that they had over us. The power of God is infinitely greater than any other power or force in this world. It can be tempting in certain contexts of life to want to exalt ourselves, but in the end, our hearts will never be satisfied with exalting anyone or anything above our Lord. If ever we're struggling to understand the meaning and purpose of our lives, this is the concept we need to return to. Yours, O Lord, is the glory. Let's pray. Lord, we thank You for Your Word, and we thank You for the privilege that it is to be able to read a portion of it together today. And Father, we're grateful that in this portion of Your Word, You remind us that we are called to give You glory. You want us to glorify Your name. You want us to spend our lives giving You glory in all matters and in all areas. And Lord, we know that so often it's very easy for us to go about life in such a way that we at times want to receive glory unto ourselves. Sometimes we brag about ourselves, and sometimes we boast about our accomplishments or all sorts of things that we have no business boasting about at all. And yet, Lord, when we look at Your Word reminds us that we weren't called to give ourselves glory. We weren't called to go about life in such a way that we seek to praise ourselves. Your desire for us is that we glorify You and enjoy You forever through faith in Your Son, Jesus Christ. And Lord, since that's what You've designed us to do, we pray that that's exactly what we would carry out. We pray that we would glorify You, that we would honor You, and that we would put You first in all matters and in all areas. Thank You, Lord, for Your help. Thank You for Your guidance. And thank You for creating the desire within us to do this very thing. We commit ourselves to You now And we pray this all in Jesus' name. Amen.
Hello, this is Dr. Doug Grotheis, host of Truth Tribe, where we seek the truth through reason and evidence about what matters most. And we are not tribal, since truth is for everyone. Please join me at the Truth Tribe as I discuss the reasons for Christian faith, the Christian worldview, and moral issues such as abortion and gender ideology. To listen now, go to lifeaudio.com or search Truth Tribe on your favorite podcast app.